Rapidly rising rents and the effects of the pandemic on job opportunities and employment stability are two of the most vital factors in the eviction crisis many communities across the country are facing. In Pima County specifically, the job of serving eviction notices falls to constables. On August 25th, Constable Deborah Martinez was shot and killed performing that duty. The tragedy has family members and the community wondering what could have been done and whether any reforms could have prevented it. Earlier, I spoke with Arizona Daily Star reporter Nicole Ludden about the system and the late Deborah Martinez.
Deborah Martinez Scarpe served 16 years in the U.S. Army. She told me previously that she was motivated to join the military after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She was discharged after a knee injury and actually came back and really saw the gap in services for veterans. She actually volunteered in an adaptive golf program for veterans called PGA Hope and ran that while she became a constable and was performing those duties. She came on board as Pima County Constable in March. The Pima County Board of Supervisors appointed her to replace another constable who had resigned at that time.
Did she know the situation she was facing? What was the situation she was facing? We've obviously heard about through the course of the pandemic and rents going up and eviction notices going up, and that's obviously causes a lot of tension. But was there something special to this particular circumstance?
You know, we are hearing in general that the constables in Pima County are serving more writs of restitution, which are just eviction notices for things like non-payment of rent. But when this particular event happened last Thursday, August 25th, Deborah and an apartment complex manager, Angela Foxteeth, went to serve an eviction notice at an apartment complex, and the tenant shot and killed them and a nearby bystander named Elijah Miranda before turning the gun on himself. And we later learned that court records show that the tenant was being evicted for threatening a neighbor with a gun and has otherwise disturbed the peace, according to court records. That being said, what I've heard from other constables in the county is that all they have when they're serving papers from the justice courts is really the judgment issued. And it's not clear that they really know the true nature of, you know, what's behind that door when they go up to knock on it and serve someone a paper. But Deborah's family tells me if she knew the true danger of the tenant she was facing, she would not have approached the situation without law enforcement backup, let alone with the apartment manager at her side.
An incredibly emotional situation for her family, a tragic situation for her family. Have they said to you what they would like to be done? Are they able to discuss those sorts of issues in a bigger picture sense in this way? Are there things that they think could have protected Deborah better and may make the program better going forward?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the resounding message I heard from Deborah's family, and by the way, she leaves behind a 22-year-old daughter, her husband, and she was the youngest of four sisters and both her parents, they want answers as to why this happened. You know, they're aware that previously when Deborah was serving evictions and, you know, property management had warned her the tenant may be dangerous, that she did call for TPD backup or Tucson Police Department backup. But that previously maybe law enforcement had been a little resistant of providing backup or sharing police resources for those types of things, and that the constable's office in general maybe had been encouraged not to rely on law enforcement as much. And, you know, given her experience in the military, who could be more qualified for a position such as that in terms of being able to protect oneself? But Deborah's family wants to know why the information about the potential threatening of firearms by this tenant who ultimately shot and killed her wasn't made known to her beforehand, or at least that's how the situation appears to be. They also have heard from a TPD sergeant, who's unknown who that is at this time, that there was actually a wellness check called on the man beforehand. That was never relayed to Deborah.
And to what extent do you know of other concerns that have been expressed about the constable program just generally?
Yeah, absolutely. The Pima County's constable's office has been pretty engulfed in controversy these last couple of years, and that kind of goes through specific justice precincts and the constables who reside over them. But that being said, you know, there have been reports and studies into our county's constables regarding an uneven workload among them and a different approach to the job that each of them take, you know, whether that be that of a law enforcement officer who is armed and kind of takes that approach when knocking on doors, or social worker who provides advance notice before serving an eviction and connects you to potential resources. So just a very varying approach, non-cohesive approach among the constables in general. But after this tragic incident last Thursday, there has been discussion on if these elected officials who, you know, are not really required to have any background or training before taking on the job, if it really is safe for them to be doing these sort of things.
Nicole, finally, because you had a chance to actually talk to Deborah back in the spring, is there anything else we should know about her or remember about her?
When I talked to Deborah before she was appointed back in March, I asked her about what I just told you about this disparate approach among the constables, and she was really hoping to sort of bring some sort of cohesiveness to the office, and to not only try to make the balance the workload among the constables more, and, you know, do her part to get her justice precinct papers done, but, you know, kind of share that workload with others. And she was really adamant on being able to provide those she served papers to with resources, you know, different eviction programs the county has, and shelter opportunities. And she told me she was encouraged to become a constable for similar reasons. She joined the Army after 9/11. She said she really just wanted to help her community after seeing a need.
That is reporter Nicole Ludden. She covers local government for the Arizona Daily Star. Nicole, thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.